Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a special edition of Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio, coming to you from Studio B in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. Recorded that the other day and had some fun with that, getting into some of the voiceover work here, and I'm just about set to do some voiceover for Kathy and some of the other co-hosts on our various shows I do with them, and it's good to see you guys all out here on a late night, unscheduled show. I just got a hankering to do a show tonight, a little bit of EVP. A lot of good stuff going on. We've been reviewing a lot of our cases. Spencer Hughes from Fox Across America is on my team. And we have Renee Martin, our psychic, and Michelle Bronner is the number two at GRI. And they've all been doing great work. And we've been doing more cases than analysis lately. So we've had a lot of stuff going on. But some very interesting EVPs from early January that we picked up, and I'm going to be playing them in the next day or two on the upcoming show and talk about some of the things going on there. We've been having increasing cases of myself. As I am clairaudient, I actually can sometimes hear them when they speak, and then we're catching it on tape. And I've got enough cases of this, especially with the January and March evidence that we've got, that it should be interesting playback for an upcoming show here. So we're going to pop a few of those out and give you guys something to go on. Some interesting stuff in the news. I thought I'd just pop a couple of things out there. And first off, I'll just say hi to everybody out here late at night. You guys are really the dedicated ones. And I guess I'm the only paranormal show on the air right now. Everybody else seems to go to bed early, whether you're hunting ghosts. But we've got Dances with an Angel. I always want to say Dances with the Angel, but Dances with an Angel is with us. Denise in Florida, my very good friend there. Good to see her. Disgruntled Dan, you're always a regular. Dominica is here. Dominica Moray, so she is here. Fly Girl MD80, good to see you. And Lydia with her little trademark there, her little glasses there. Moonchild, I am one of those. I am actually a Cancer, born in July of 1959, so we're always so emotional and feeling, you know. Who else? We have Philly Fever. Good to see you. Philly was the first one in. Jumped right in there, hit everybody. Space Poet. Oh, a dead poet I am. All I am, I say. And we've got Spin Day, Veronica V. And we have Guest 8448. We are from France. So it's good to see you guys. We're going to do a little EVP tonight, but I wanted to get into a little bit of news. Saw something today on Fox on Fox's website, and I'm trying to find it here. Let me pop this up here. Ah, I hope I didn't get rid of that. God darn it! There was a really cool story. Oh, here it is on Fox. Freaky physics proves that parallel universes exist, and it turns out that some of the first evidence of being able to infer that a parallel universe exists has been documented by using a small sliver of metal that shows this metal piece actually vibrating and not vibrating at the same time, meaning that it is in the quantum state of being vibrating or not vibrating at the very same moment in time, and meaning that this is quite potentially that it exists in two universes, and we're seeing it flip back and forth. So that same bit of metal is the atoms that make that up are in two universes showing up here. And so, definitely go out to the Fox News website and go to SciTech And take a look at this story because, matter of fact, I'll pop that up in the chat room for you guys. And I really thought that was interesting because so much of our paranormal activity, I begin to wonder sometimes if we are running into parallel universes in addition to some of the other things that, you know, from a spiritual standpoint that we run into out there. So very interesting stuff. And let's see, what else we got going on? Let me see if anybody's called in. We're not going to, you know, I'll take some calls tonight if we do get some folks that want to do some readings. I was going to just try to see who we've got coming in tonight. I've been having some activity here at the house, some of you know. We are on a haunted ranch. And I had enough strange things going on that, oh, and Veronica says, hi, John, good to see you. Hi, and Dominica says, hi, John, we have ESP. We knew you'd be on. I knew that. I kind of felt you guys asking for a show. You know, it was just one of those things. So good to see. Wow, a full audience in here. You guys are really coming in here. We've got Andromeda Lover is with us and a whole bunch of nice folks. So Shock Top is here. Good to see you. So anyway, we're going to do a little EVP. The phone number here, 646-478-0377. If you want to call in and do a reading on air with me. And I did, by the way, send out the last batch. I was a little late getting those readings out to the people. But those of you who sent in email addresses to me, I did get your readings out to you along with the transcriptions. So that's how we work. That's how we're going to do it tonight. And if somebody does say extend the show, I will do it. Until then, I guess you'll have to suffer because I'll just end it at 60 minutes. So we'll wait and see if somebody does the extend thing. I keep waiting to see Paul show up and with a giant extend there. Anyway, let's see. Let's go ahead and I think we need to do some Debbie Caruso EVP to start off with. No callers yet, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right in. Let's see. Let me pull up Audacity. And let me see. What is this? When you're, where you are dead in one universe and alive in a parallel universe, it's possible that that could be in a universe of infinite possibilities and infinite permutations. I tend to think it would be possible. All things are possible. Enough to say that twice. But I do think that it is quite interesting that we're starting to get the first indications that what we think is our total knowledge of science is all totally baloney. And, you know, how science tries to come off as a big authority, and we all know everything that there is, of course, yes. Yes, we're from Harvard University, yes. I tend to think that we as scientists, and I am one myself, need to remain extremely humble because nature is the ultimate teacher. And and I get it all the time going out in the field and running into these phenomena that I run into that I can't explain. But I do have the, I think the good sense to understand that there is some such thing as spirit. I've encountered it too many times in my travels. And yet there's a physics to this that I just find absolutely fascinating. And so, you know, science needs to grow up. And it's time that it it quit being, basically, if you really want to come to the to where I view it right now, I think it's replaced the Catholic Church in its authoritarian stance and its absolute ruthlessness to anybody who gets in the way of it. So it really, I think that those who are more of moderate temperament and who are willing to go out on a limb and be wrong and try new ideas, they're always sacrificed and held up to ridicule. For like the two men who did cold fusion, those gentlemen were, in 1989, were just fed to the wolves. And then because they didn't go through the establishment, and later on it was turns out that process of cold fusion actually turns out to have something to it, and that they are finding out that these things happen. So in the grand tradition of what happened to Galileo, these two guys got fed to the wolves, and it's that kind of bigotry is alive and well in the 21st century and the 20th century. So I just think that we should, you know, teach our children to be more appreciative of people who are different and have different ideas and are willing to risk. And if you do fail, then fail magnificently and enjoy the lesson and then pick yourself up and go forward. But to you know, remove tenure for professors and scientists who dare to risk, I think that's kind of the opposite of what science is supposed to be. And that's not the way I was taught to do science. So I'll tell you what, my hat's off to anybody who takes a risk. I think that's awesome. And I do it every day doing this work, and I really don't care what they think. So anyway, let's go ahead and do some EVP. I'm going to go ahead and work with Debbie Caruso. Oh, wait a minute. We have a hand up there. Let me pull the 541 area code in here. So we do have a caller. And let me see who we got. 541, I think you're on the air. Yes, I see the microphone. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me here?
Oh, I can hear you. Who we got?
All right, cool. My name's Space Poet.
Oh, hi, Space Poet.
Okay, well, you know, the main thing that I wanted to say tonight was, you know, you mentioned Galileo, I believe.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about Galileo was that, you know, a lot of people during his time believed that the sun hitted around the earth, which proves that through our egotistical actions, we can be trapped in total delusion and not understanding the actual harmony or the way that the universe works, you know, because we're so sort of self-absorbed. And so my whole thing that I wanted to convey to people is that, and you were talking about science and how they were talking about a physical object, they were talking about how it could actually exist in another dimension. And
right.
So I wanted to say that the whole problem with science is that they're relying on their physical senses, and we as paranormal investigators or psychics, we understand that there are physical senses, but there are also astral senses. And so the reason why science can't understand everything is because they look at things in a purely physical way, and they have not developed their astral senses. You know, easy way to say this is to develop your third eye and to be able to see things like this, clear audience, all these things. But the main thing that I wanted to point out is that I do my paranormal investigations. One of the things that I do is music, and I do music in order to set spirits free. And I just want to make people aware and to make people realize that just as there are a lot of people suffering in the physical existence, there's a lot of spirits or ghosts, whatever you want to call them, they're suffering in the astral existence as well. And so I think it's our duty as paranormal investigators to have some sort of bridge or to have some sort of person, a psychic, whatever you want to call it, to help set those spirits free, to guide them towards the light. Because I think a mistake that we make in some sense is that we do paranormal investigations and in some sense we're not totally there. We don't totally believe in the concept of an astral world or a spirit world. And so we do these investigations and we find, you know, we do the EVPs and things like this, and we find these amazing finds and these extraordinary things, and we're like, wow, did that just happen? And so the main part about it is that these spirits are real. There is an astral world. Science is starting to come to this conclusion now. And, you know, it's our duty to help set these spirits free because they really need help. A lot of these spirits wander around in delusion. You know, they've been there for hundreds of years, or, you know, I don't know how the time frame works, but, you know, they're really lost. They're holding on to things, you know. So they have a lot of attachment, and what they really need to do is go into the light, go into God, and they need to move on. And I just want to let people know that it's not just about investigation. You know, once we get beyond the investigation and realize that these things are real and that it is a true phenomenon, we need to help these spirits. And when we help these spirits, we accomplish a lot. We accomplish a lot of good karma. And that's all I wanted to say. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome. Appreciate that. And he's absolutely right on that. And I'll make a comment, too. He brought up a point. You know, science is a wonderful tool. It's a tool for exploring the universe, and it should be treated as such. But it is not a religion. And that's where I think a lot of the problem has arisen is when we replace one thing and trade it for another. For example, the old tool of religion was the thing that we coalesced around, and now we literally worship science, and it's held up to this you know, mythical godlike status. And when it fails us, as we've seen with global warming, some of you may agree or disagree, but there's no getting around the fact that the data sets, you know, in this recent scandal are less than perfect, and it showed how ugly the ugly side of science with regard to how it's politicized. and how people who go against the grain in this and go against the leadership who are trying to bend it to their will for whatever purpose really run big risks. And my hat is off to anybody who steps up to the plate and deals with that. Now, he did bring up one thing talking about how science doesn't see the astral. I'll have a minor disagreement there, because the fact that we have instrumentation to pick up, for example, EVPs, Curlian photography to look at the aura, we've developed the ability to electrically, you know, in many ways pick up all these things that we have, you know, that we've had in the past that psychics did, people with abilities did. It's just that science doesn't like to compete with folks who have a naturally developed ability. It's sort of, for example, the same thing, you know, with people who did pharmaceuticals by collecting herbs, you know, are now virtually impossible to find, and yet, you know, it's easy to go to the corner drugstore and pay inflated prices for the same thing in pill form. So that, just realize that that's where things stand, and that we in the paranormal are much more aware of our, you know, natural God-given gifts, the things that we do have to work with, and we can develop those. You know, and that's why on the show I'm doing so much psychometry and things like that. I'm bringing little things up and feeding that to you guys as I learn. I'm trying to pass it on to you guys. And I did learn some things today, you know, on another book that I'm reading. We're going to talk about in a future show flower psychometry. And some of you have asked about psychometry with the ability to record impressions into objects. And it turns out what I brought up was not a new concept, and I hadn't realized it was a very old thing. The idea of leaving a message using psychometry in an object is not new at all. So I'll bring you the terms for that. I'll have a book that I'm looking into that I'll pass on to you guys to check out. Some of you may want to, you know, pick it up used off Amazon or something like that. But it's a great teaching tool, and for those of you who are looking to learn psychometry and really do it through an organized program, this thing's great. So I'm going to be testing it too myself, and I'll be looking too, by the way, for a couple of partners to start trading back and forth with to do remote psychometry. I'm going to be trying some experiments, so if any of you guys want to work with me on that, let me know. And I'll set, you know, we can get into some email communication and talk back and forth. And I'd like to do some practice and play time with this. We'll play around with it. And I think that's when we do the best development, is when we play on these things. So anyway, let's see. No more callers here. So we're going to do some work with Debbie Caruso, who's our friend who passed on in January. And he's turned out to be a great old Solana's here. And she got her reading I sent her today. So she's good to see her here. And saw her on an interesting show a little while ago. Anyway, I won't talk about that. But anyway, I extended the show. We got an hour and 11 minutes remaining. Let's get some EVPs going in this place and kick butt. So, boy, we got a full house. You guys are just great. It's always good to see everybody here. All right, we're going to go ahead and let's see. Debbie Caruso. I was going to write down. I wrote down Spacefoot because I thought he was going to do some EVP with me. But now we're going to do just. I'm just going to write down Debbie. Denise Caruso, got the date down, 4-6. Okay, let's just do our standard one-minute deal. Yeah, let's turn on. Yeah, I'll turn that down a little bit. And we'll just do, I'm finding that the FM radio at 99.3 megahertz with the antenna down seems to draw the right kind of energy in. I don't know what it is, why that works so well. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and do a quick check reading with my good friend Debbie. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Debbie, this is John Almada, and it's been a while since I've talked with you. Just wanted to check how you and your son are doing. Is everything good on that other side there? Do you have any messages for anyone in the audience tonight? And if you could name them, that would be good. Okay, end at just slightly shy of 46 seconds. So let's go ahead and do some analysis here. Got some nice audio here. Let's see what we can pull out of our hat. So just seeing how they're doing, that's the first question we had for them. And let me see here. And we're looking, I'm keeping an eye out for callers there. So if you guys do want to come on and pop on and do a reading, let me know. So I'll be watching. Oh, some nice compression. This is going to be good. And noise removal. Yeah, Debbie is an interesting person and just a fascinating lady. I mean, the fact that she was able to come through so quickly, usually people when they pass are not so eager to just jump back in to talk to the living or interact with them. And she was right out there. I mean, we've been working with her since the latter part of February, I think. I kind of got into this. So, and I just sent a note off to my good friend at CJEVP. If you guys get a chance while I'm doing some of the work here, after the show, go out and check out CJEVP and look for Christine's site there. They've got some just awesome stuff they do. Yeah, this looks pretty good actually here. Let me do another little do a little more work on that. But anyway, yeah, it Christine is just awesome, and she does these bridge communications where we actually have a couple of us on the phone and we work all together. Sometimes more than one person will put a bunch of people on, and then we start getting some really interesting phenomena happening. And I was going to do it tonight with Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes, but Kathy was not feeling well tonight, guys. So I just wanted to kind of put it out there that my dear friend is probably needing a little energy from us right now. She has her physical challenges going on, and she probably would benefit from a little bit of prayer from everybody out there. So definitely we are thinking of her. So let me run this compression, and I think we're getting close to being able to read this thing. And what's going on in the chat room? How's everybody doing out there? Are you guys talking a lot, or are you just listening? You're probably all tired from a long day at work, right? Let's see. Here we got noise removal. Okay, this is starting to look halfway decent. Let me see what I've got here. All right, that sounds like we got something. Let me see. All right, 11 and a half to almost 15. Let's put that and do a repeat here. I was like, Debbie, she's funny. She's saying, glad that you chose to see us. Now, the right channel after 14, there's a real spike here, and I don't know what the heck that is. Normally, I don't see this. Left channel, this, you know, as you remember last show, we had left channel was really poorly coming through, and it's like they changed the change things on me every so often, and I don't touch my gear, and it just suddenly will go off and do different things than I expect. And the last time it was left channel was hardly any sound, right channel had almost all the sound. And this time I'm getting pretty equal, a little more on the left, but there's a real spike here in this right channel, and this one burst, so I don't know what that is, but let's see what we got. Here we go. Okay, that's an EVP. That's a really loud one, too. So I'm going to play that back and forth. Let's see. I'm going to put it on repeat so you guys will hear what I hear. Let's see where we're going. Okay, that's saying nice to see you, and that is such a good EVP. I mean, if you guys could see this pattern, and it's only on the right channel, nothing on the left for this. It's just, wow, neat stuff here, guys. So we'll definitely be saving this one, and I'll put that in the pile of EVPs for my thousands that I have, but this is a nice catch. 17 seconds through 19. Yeah, Shock Top, it does. It does sound like a washer, and one of the things I think that you should do if you're listening to this kind of thing, download the show later and put headphones on. And if you're interested, if you do want me to send you copies of what I have, because I do save this stuff off, just shoot me a mail and with your email address, and I'll send you the MP3, and you can listen to it for yourself. And tell me what you think, because, my God, this stuff is... I don't always get all it always correct, and sometimes multiple ears listening to things bring out more, and then I'll go back and listen and go, oh, yeah, that is what that was saying, you know, and then you can correct me, because, boy, I don't always get it right. I'm just one man. Okay, 17 through 19 seconds. Here we go. Okay, Debbie says she's going to Italy. I'm not kidding. you know, I get the feeling that being dead has a lot of travel privileges, although the flight mileage is probably not the, I don't think they get paid by the mile, but if you could be anywhere instantly, wouldn't you be traveling? Let's put that out there, you guys. By the way, since everybody is a little tired, I won't talk about different foods as far as breakfast and you know that goes, but let's think of or dessert, but think of a good nightcap drink. You know, that's going to be the topic tonight beyond what we're doing here. So if you guys can throw out a good drink that would make a good nightcap kind of to end the night on when we end the show, throw some good nightcap drinks out there and let's see what drinks everybody comes up with. So you know, I always like a little Kahlua, a little sniffer of Kahlua. Kahlua is good stuff. It just, and especially if you warm it up a little bit. If you warm up Kahlua, oh my God, it just goes down so smooth. Oh man. Oh, shocked out his coffee. Okay, 19 through 21. Let's try that. So she's going to Italy, huh? Hot chocolate. Okay, her son Braden, I think it is her son Braden is the name. Braden is talking. So Braden, I think, may be the one going to Italy. So definitely interesting stuff. I'm going to be sending this off to Christine. This is such a good reading here. So this is good. I think we're starting to get a pretty good connection with my friend Debbie there. I just wish I'd met her in life. God, not only that, she was kind of hot looking. So, geez, I would have. Have been a boyfriend or something, you know? So anyway, here we go. Let's see. I can't tell what that's saying, so I'm just going to mark it with question marks. That's going to take an after show read. So it almost sounds like it's saying something gone. So I don't know what to think of that. And still no callers. If you do want to call in later on, 646-478-0377. What's the time? We've got 11:28. So we'll finish out. I'll do a little more here, and then we'll take a brief break. Everybody, that little special thing we do. If you have to go tinkle, we'll do a couple EVPs, and then remember this. So Spencer Hughes bought me this thing, and... I just talked to him. He's on his way home from a haunted place that his in-laws live in. We hunted there last January, and it was just chock-a-block full of activity. Interesting. We had actually ghosts commenting about other ghosts. That's some of the EVPs we got. Okay, so let me see. Session one. Okay, number two. Amaretto and coffee. Yeah, that sounds good. Can you use any kind of recording device to catch this? But I'll tell you how I'm doing this so you guys know. I have a gateway computer, and not only that, I have a really nice brand new Samsung monitor that I just put up yesterday, so I can actually see you guys way better. Lots more room, you know. This thing's 21.5 inches wide. I can see way more. But I record with Audacity, which is a freeware program. It's just enough complexity to be useful, a little enough simplicity to make it quick for me. Some people think you have to have the big, most expensive software on earth, and you don't. You don't need that. And I go with FM radio. I use a Radio Shack, little portable $30 rig hooked into my Behringer mixer, and I have the whole thing tied in. Now, I also use the Ovilus, and I have a few other toys here. And we're going to be doing some wireless EVP experiments and things like that in the very near future. I have a pond that I built just out about 150 feet from me here that I'm going to be hooking up the FM broadcaster, and I'm going to invite spirits to actually go out there and broadcast through that here to a receiver unit that I'm going to hook into the mixer. So we're going to be trying all sorts of new things. And you guys are getting into some good stuff here. Let's see. Digital recording is the best. You got that right, Kira Lou. That is exactly right. We do it for everything. And I highly, highly recommend the Sony recorders, and I'm not being paid to say that. I use the Sony ICD series recorders almost exclusively, except for my Zoom H2, and I just get some awesome results. And Spencer was into RCAs, and nothing wrong with them, but he's getting really good results with the Sonys, and now he knows why I use them. So Jim and I were just talking about that tonight. And I'll give you another one, too, that's good if you happen to have them, is the iRiver MP3 recorders. Try those out. Those are pretty good. So use those. And anything that can get you to record to straight through USB so you can download it quick and then analyze it, definitely worth getting. All recorders will work. Some just do things a little better in some circumstances than another. But I found that for my purposes, Sony seemed to be the all-around recorder. So... No, Dominica, don't just get out there and try it. Everybody has a different preference, and I just find that I use these, and they seem to work for me. The thing is I don't know what it is, but I just get a really good fidelity out of these things, and there's something about EVPs that just seems to work with these Sony ICDs. I don't understand it, and I don't get the most expensive thing on the block either. I get the mid-range models, the ICD 700s, the 800 now with 2 gigabytes of storage. Can you believe that fits in your pocket and you got, 500 hours of recording? I mean, it's awesome. So anyway, let's go ahead and tell you what, I've kind of run on here a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a brief break and give everybody their potty time and all that stuff. So I'm going to run here and find the, here we go. We got the switchboard. So nobody's calling in yet. We'll come back here in about a minute or so. We'll run the Da Vinci bumper and we'll be right back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, guys, we're back, and definitely an interesting conversation going on. I'm just saying Kira Lou because I can't even hardly say that. Kira Lou 42 is saying you can even use a recorder on your cell phone for EVP. Exactly right, guys. I have a BlackBerry, and I was surprised that it actually worked. And I'm able to mail the attached recording to any email account, and then there's a program you can use to convert the BlackBerry format over to, I think MP3 or WAV format, and you can find those free. So just hit Google and take a look. And so it's always good to carry some audio capacity with you. You never know when you're going to be able to hunt on an interesting property, and if you happen to have a cell phone that has both a camera and audio built in, audio recording. you have got yourself a portable all-in-one device that can do paranormal research. So be on the lookout for places you can hunt. Empty buildings, old storefronts at night when you're walking along, if you're with friends, do an EVP session and see what you pick up. I've caught more things that way than you would shake a stick at. And the occasional trip that I'm on, and I'll see a graveyard, and I'll go, what's that? Let's go check it out. But I always carry with me one of my regular EVP recorders, one of the Sonys usually, and then I'll have a pocket camera with me. And so I'm completely equipped. But on the odd chance I don't have anything else, I've got the BlackBerry, and it does both. So, yeah, definitely use that. Try it out, Dance with an Angel. It does work. I was surprised. I caught that off of one of the shows that was on for a while, and I'm not sure if they're still broadcasting it from Wolf Manor, but there was a gentleman there that shared with everybody that technique worked, and I went, my God, that does make sense. And it turned out it was just awesome. I was getting, I took it out and just used it for an investigation, just my BlackBerry, and it worked. Worked great. That's one way to do it with the USB cord, Carolou. You could do it that way, or you can just mail it as an attachment. That's great when you're out in the field. Just mail the thing off, and you've got it for later on when you want to do your investigation. So, yeah, Veronica is saying it just right, So, now, if I could get the ghost just to text me, it would be really good, but I don't think that works out that way. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish the last part of what we had going on here. Anna, are you guys up for doing any what are you guys up for? Are you guys up for a little bit of ovulus work tonight, or do you want to do some scanning with the radio? Definitely let me know, because it's your show too, so just pop it out there and tell me what you guys want to see, in addition to the wonderful drinks you've been talking about, late night drinks to help you. Nobody's talked about a hot toddy yet. So anyway, let's go. Nice removal. Yeah, hot toddy sounds good right about now. And by the way, I wanted you guys to know, have you noticed me cough tonight? I don't know what it is, but I finally got past that bloody cough I've had since I had the H1N1 from last year. Seems like the spring weather, something is working for me. I barely cough now. I'm usually coughing. I have to turn the mic down. And tonight, I've noticed the last 2 days, I'm feeling a lot better. So I don't know. I think that my salting the place and getting rid of my ghosts might have had something to do with it, because I think they were draining my energy. But and that's another thing I want to bring up while I'm doing this noise removal is protection when you're out in the field and working with spirits. When you come back and if you do notice that you are getting tired, and I kind of let myself get into this situation, you will find that you'll wake up one day and suddenly look around and go, there's something not right. And if you have been doing work and you suddenly realize that, hey, this is not explainable by anything other than, potential paranormal activity, then you need to deal with it. And it could be that you have attachments or ghosts that are trying to hang around with you. Coffee with whipped cream. Now, that sounds good right about now. Coffee with whipped cream with a little bit of chocolate sprinkles on top. You know the kind? Just put a little swirl of that. And then throw some vanilla in with it. Now you're talking. And put a little bit of whiskey in. I'm not much of a drinking man, but right now, tonight, I don't know. I just got this kind of, I'm going to have a hot toddy. I drink about once a year. I'm not supposed to, because I take certain medicines and stuff. But I got a hankering. Every once in a while, you just got to tie one on and kill that bug, Anyway, let's see. I'm trying to get this thing to noise removing. It's just not giving me. It ain't cooperating, guys, but I'm going to beat it. I am going to beat it and get these EVPs. Debbie has came through tonight, and she's just a sweetheart. So Braden is with her. I often wonder if they ever go to bed up there. Have you ever wondered if ghosts sleep? Oh, Denise, you've been coughing. Oh, you poor thing. Everybody, send some energy to our dear friend. She's just a sweetie. I mean, come on, Denise, you got to get better for us. That ain't right, girl. That's just not right. Warm in Texas. Too hot. Cold drinks for you in Texas. That's where I was born. I was born in Texas. What part of Texas are you from there, Carolyn? And then I'll tell you where I came from. Let's see. I'm going to keep on trying to get this thing to compress better. It's just not... This is one of those ones that's fighting me the whole way. You know what? I know what's causing this. It's this one beginning section. So I'm going to get rid of that, and then we'll just we'll bring that up. Yeah, you guys, it comes and goes. That's been the thing that's been noticeable. And some of the conspiracy theorists are going to say that we were given some virus by the government, and I don't know. I just think they want too much of our tax money for it. And not only that, if they're going to do all this healthcare stuff, they don't want us sick. So I don't know. You know, I just get the feeling this is just part of the H1N1 thing, and it goes away when it goes away. And it seemed to kick a kind of bronchitis in place, and that seemed to be the symptoms, is bronchitis after that. And so a lot of people were turning up. There we go. I finally got it to start up with a nice sequence here. So the second question I had when I did this session here was if there are messages for anybody in the audience. So this is about you guys. So we're going to do 30 through 33 seconds. And, okay, Kira. All right, Kira, thank you for saying that. What part of Texas are you in? Because I was born in El Paso. I was born at Fort Bliss. Yeah, I'm an Army brat. It was, my dad worked out at White Sands. And I got on the bus and went 70 miles every day to White Sands Missile Base. Worked on Nikes and stuff like that. And they aren't sneakers. These things had engines, and they went real fast. I went, boom. Let's see, 30 through 33. Here we go. Well, I'm not sure if it's Debbie or Braden doing that, but what I got was, do you like to read them? And I think she's reversing it on me, but all right, I do like to read them. So, you know, part of it, and I was talking with Kathy the other day, I think sometimes some of the stuff I'm getting, I'm also psychically working some of this, you know, so I'm filling in blanks. And I'm definitely getting evidence, and, you know, and some of the, with the EVPs we get, but we also... I tend to pick up things, too, and I was talking with Kathy about it, and she agreed with me that there is some of that going on, an element to what we do here on the show. So 33 to 35 and a half, here we go. This is a tough one. It's I'm definitely catching the end of this, and it's saying like Paschu or Paschild is lying, and that's so there's a name that says, it's saying none of you are any of that name, but Dominica says here, I'll write down that too, Dominica, because I want you to I want to see what alternate things. So you're saying it's walking through the rocks, and I'm hearing somebody is lying. Let me play that one more time so you guys all hear this. I'm still hearing something like Bat Shield or Bash Shield, and I don't know who that is, but I'm going to definitely go back and listen to that a little more carefully, but that is strange. It seems to be a name, Bash Shield, or something along those sounds of that name. So let's keep going. Why am I John? Why are you John? Well, they named me that. Why am I John? Well, my parents could have named me Fred, but it's possible. Why are you doing something? Is it possible someone is lying? It is possible. There was something happened. I won't talk about who prior to the show, but I did get an email speaking about that, and there was a subject. When you do show hosting, like here on Blog Talk, especially when you get enough audience and things, it takes all types to make a world. Let's just put it that way. I'm making it nice, but you get some pretty interesting emails, to be blunt. And what of the things that I got was a pretty interesting email, and it was I chose not to answer. Let's just say that. So I do find that some people are, you come into their home across the air like this, and I know I'm not a national show host by any means, but Spencer is. You know, him and I talk about it, and he's got a giant audience. You know, he has millions of people, and but it's the same thing for both of us. You know, you get these, you get emails that are pretty interesting, but you know, the good ones outweigh the bad by far. So you know, it's just part of the deal when you do this. Sunder was from Galveston, small world. I didn't know the word in the middle. You guys are great. Solana's in Galveston. Oh, Galveston. That is a neat place. I've always wanted to visit Galveston. Not only that, I think there's great windsurfing there, and I'm a windsurfer. I love windsurfing. There's nothing like going out of control with a sail and everything's whistling, and you're just going, ah! So you never would have thought me for a windsurfer, would you guys? Hmm? There we go. All right, 35 through 38. Here we go. Well, I think we got our answer. Dominica, this is about you. It says, Dominica is a mystery. I always thought that about you. Dominica is a mystery. God. That's the first time I've had one like that. So they think you're mysterious. Okay. You have to go read your profile and see just what makes you so mysterious, girl. let's see, 38 through 41. That's, I wonder why they pick you. What are you doing? You're a mystery woman. Yeah, I do speak Chinglish. It's actually true. That is the first. I'm going to create a dictionary of the GRI shows. Yes, we have Chinglish. Kiristan. Yes, we're going to talk about Kiristan now that we have Kira here. Let's see, Solaniston. Yeah, Solana is in Galveston, so Solaniston. Yes, and but we all on the show speak Chinglish. You are all honorary Shingle Springs residents. You're Shinglicans. Hi, mi pocos. Yes, Shinglicans. Okay, here we go. 38 to 41 seconds. Okay, this is still about Dominica, and this one is, again, she's named by reference here. It says here, Dominica is nice to me. So I don't know if she's thought about some of the people we bring on here with, some of these folks who passed, and if she's praying for them or something. I don't know, Dominica, but definitely two references directly about you. So, you know, and that was an experiment just to see, are they aware of who's on? And evidently they are. They're very aware of you doing your thing out here. And Dominica says, wow, I did ask her to mention me. Well, you guys got your answer. It came through. And I'll definitely make this available to Dominica. I'll mail this to you. I think I have your email someplace. If not, just pop it to me in your Blog Talk email, and I'll send this to you. Any of you guys, who want this too, just send me an email, and I'll make sure you get a copy of this MP3 with the transcript. So 41 through 43 seconds, here we go. Is weird that every once in a while they'll say something and I just don't get. This one says, don't let them come to treason. And I'll tell you what I think this means. And this is, given the times and the strange things going on with our government and everything else going on, I think what they're saying is just hold your ground and just sit back and watch what's happening with all these strange things that are happening in the country right now. So don't let them come to treason is basically saying, I think, just sit back and remain calm. And I really believe that. I think that spirit is watching. Nobody beats God. That's my take on all of this, is that nobody beats God. And God's going to, you know, have you guys noticed the number of earthquakes happening? Have you guys noticed the number of strange things happening, the floods, all the stuff going on? Now, I am not Christian. I haven't been for a long time. I believe other things, but I believe as the Christians go, so do we. And I am just at the point now where I'm looking at this going, you know, Sky Moss is pretty pissed. And I don't have no doubts that, God's going to step in and a lot of this stuff, we'll probably see some crazy things. But just hold on to each other and hold on to everybody you care about. And I think that's what this is. I think it's an encouraging message. And so let's just keep going here. We're going to finish it at 43 to 45. Okay, this could be English or Shinglish. This could be Australian, or it could be a description of my mood. It says, you were cranky, or you were crikey. I kind of like the crikey person. Crikey, crikey, that's a big one. I think that probably you were cranky. I've had my times in the last week with all this ghost stuff going on in the house and the unexpected ghost energy is trying to sap me. I probably wasn't in the best of moods, and I'll have to admit that. Yes, I, Mr. Nice Guy, occasionally on my mornings where I'm like, I don't really want to. So, I'm doing a lot better with this, claiming my space and setting limits on my ghosts. So, cranky, I can't even spell now. Yeah, that's actually good. You're all sick. Moonchild, you're all sick. You're all sick. Well, that's a good thing to find out. Okay, let's go ahead and save that, and let me export this whole thing to a holding file so that we have this session and for you guys. So for those of you interested in getting that, you'll email me. Today's 04-06-10, and this will be session one. And boy, we got a pretty big audience tonight for this time of night. I'm impressed, guys. Session one, Debbie. And Braden. I'm surprised to see Braden's hanging out with her. And I come to think of it, I don't think Braden is her. I think Braden is somebody she worked with who was dead when she was dealing with him. And she has a son there, too. And I don't remember his name right off, but I'll have to look and go look. If you do get a chance, just go out and Google Debbie Caruso. And I think her sites are still up. And there's just a lot there. And I'm hoping her group is continuing on with the work she started because she did some really worthwhile things in EVP. So let's go ahead and fire off a new window. Now that I've saved off that wonderful set of things. And let's see. Now, you guys wanted me to do something for who? You wanted me to do a focus on Solana. So why don't we do a question for Solana? Solana, if you've got a couple of questions that you just want to type in here, go ahead and do that. And let's see, we're coming up on 11:54, and I'll tell you what, why don't we do a brief break, give everybody a chance to kick back a second. There was that 7.7 Earth in Indonesia. You're right. I keep talking about all these strange events that are going on. So, yeah, it's a good time to hang on to one another and say, you know, you love the people you love. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. And just sit back and watch. Trust that things are going to go the right way. Anyway, let's go ahead and see if Solana wants to pop in a couple of questions or if you guys have some questions you want to pop in there. So do that, and I will go ahead and find the blog talk. Here we go. Let's do a little bit of GRI Cops remix, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to grab some water and tell you guys, do a little tinkle time if you need to. So we'll be right back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing.
Okay, and we're back. A little bumper, our creepy Egypt bumper. It's late night. 11:58. It's rolling into Wednesday. Tomorrow, of course, will be up. Ghost Hunters will be on, and maybe a little Destination Truth. I love the Destination Truth show. It's always kind of interesting to watch Josh and the guys go out on those cases. And Solana, you're actually absolutely right. Don't be so afraid to die that you do not live. And I think that's exactly right. So, there's a lot. It's funny, I've actually had spirits say there's a lot worse things than death. And I think that's absolutely true. Especially living a life that may be tragic. Sometimes it may be better to go. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but some of them say, hey, death isn't so bad, you know. And, witness some of the EVPs we've gotten here. I think the last show we did got one that said something along the lines of, that heaven was unbelievable and had all these great things to say about it. And I tend to think that's the case, that there's something really amazing out there, that when we die, we go there, you know, if we go to the light. So it will be interesting to see, I can tell you that. We each have to take that ride, guys. So just remember, when it's your turn, go to the light. Don't hang out there and have to have a bunch of we paranormal types can find you to try to help you out. So, and anyway, let's go ahead. I don't see the questions for Solana, but we're going to do a Solana reading. What the heck? Let's just go ahead and do that. And no callers yet, so we'll just go forward. Here we go. I'm going to just take and see how Solana is doing. And she says, I died at the age of 15 during the birth of my firstborn. It was so beautiful, even mentioned in the reading John did with us. Wow. Whoa, that's cool. I actually had my own experience when I was 28. I've had my whole life a mild heart deal going on, and it's kind of a historical thing in my family. And I actually went through quite an episode. I was in the coronary care unit, age 28 years old, surrounded by 50-year-old guys, and they're all looking at me going, "What's he doing in here?" And I actually went under. My body had a bad reaction to some of the medicines they were giving me, and I actually left. And I came back, and after that, that's how I got into a lot of this. I'd already been doing paranormal stuff my whole life, but when you leave your body and come back, it kind of changes your whole take on things, you know? So anyway, let's go ahead and do some EVP here with Solana and talk about that. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're going to wing it. Here we go. Okay, Solana says she died at age 15 during the birth of her firstborn. Is there any message for Solana about that incident? Oops. Helps to turn on. And how is Solana doing now with all the challenges in her life and everything going on? Okay, I ended that at just over the line at 1 minute. Had some artifacts that came in on that, so I'm sure that we're going to have to do a little bit of creative work on that. I'm going to go ahead and compress both sections and then just get started with the first one. So let me run back here. That's 35. Running back. Solana says she's got a haunted friend in Austin, or a friend in Austin. Her family owns property that's haunted. Oh, you have a YouTube channel? Why don't you pop that URL to that in the chat room, Solana? We'd like to see that. Compressing that one. This one's going to be funny. I think I got some weird ones in here. Let's see what that. Let me just read that and see what we got. Oops. Helps to turn. Yeah, that was me. Okay, so 17 seconds right on up through past 35, so let me recompress that. That's a lot better. All right. There it is, www.youtube.com/Solana0156. And so we want to see what Solana has to say on her YouTube videos. We're going to have to look at that. And Solana, what do you do? Are you a paranormal investigator? Is that what you do some of that stuff too? Let's wait to see what she says while I'm doing some quick removal here. And, oops, burping on air. Not good. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and compress one more time. I think we almost got it. These things take a little work, guys. This is not for, it's definitely not something I just whip out. It's an art form. And let me get the profile on that. Now I'm going to just, I think I'm getting close. And I'll amplify that slightly. I'm going to take that up about... let's see what I got. This might still need a little washing, but... yeah, that's. But there's definitely some voice there. So let me go ahead and wash that one more time, and I think we're there. Yeah, there's definitely modulation. I can see it. And yeah, that's way better. That's what I want to see. And I'll just run one last click removal. What's this thing doing? There's my first cough of the night. So I'm still not quite over it, but I did way better than usual. All right. And I'm going to amplify slightly and take it up and just allow some clipping. I just want to get it to, there we go, a couple of 4 dB helped a bunch. All right, so 17 seconds to 20. Oops, am I talking to the mic? Jack of all trades, master of none. You can check my show page out on BTA. Oh, so you're a show host too. Ah. So many of us come out here and we all have our own shows. Isn't that cool? I love Blog Talk for that reason. I mean, I just want to walk up to the people that did this and made this all possible for us and just give them a big shake on the hand and hug them, you know, and just say, this is really cool what you've done. 17 through 21 seconds. This is definitely a strong EVP, and we'll see what we got here. Okay, that's pretty clear what that's saying. She's got to leave me, let go of me. I'll repeat that. She's got to leave me, let go of me. That's pretty awesome. Now, I'm looking at the time here, by the way, guys. I don't know if some of you are up for a little more time. I could extend. So if you do want to continue that, because we're running at, what do we got? About 24 minutes left. So if you do want me to extend, you know, just say so. And I've got the page ready if you want to do that. So let's go ahead. 21 through 24 seconds. Somebody says, I feel like rocking. I feel like walking. So you guys up for a little extension there? Let me know. Saying when she was there to lead me is what it's saying, and I'm just going to jump in and run the extension right now. So here we go, guys. Whoops, thought I did it. Just making sure. Yeah, it shows 120. I hope I'm still on the air, guys. It's kind of weird. It shows it running, so I'm just going to continue on. Okay, yeah, I'm still good. Oh, good. Never mind. I'm looking at things wrong. Doing the show is sometimes weird. Blog Talk sometimes just does weird stuff. Okay, so we got plenty of time left, and let's see, 24 through 27 seconds. Okay. This is pretty explicit, but I'll say it, but it's actually kind of positive, and it's saying, and I had to really listen for this. I don't know who this is in reference to, Solana, but it's saying she was not a biatch to me. She wasn't a bitch to me. So that's surprising. I don't know what... where that would come in to play with somebody you know, but definitely they are saying that. And usually I'm when I do get these kind of EVPs, I'm not going to read them on air, but that's on the edge, and I can live with that on show. And you'll notice on our show, by the way, we don't do an awful lot of cussing. Occasionally one will get through, but I tend to follow the FCC standards, even though we're not bound by them. You know, there's some people that do their thing. Oh, Dance with the Angels, I see she took off. So good. If she listens in archives, it will be good to say goodbye to her. So, you know, good night, even though it'll be tomorrow before you hear it. So anyway, let's go with, and let me check to make sure nobody's dialed in. Here we go. 27 through 30 seconds. Let's play that. Helps a lot. She was good to me. It helps a lot. I'm writing it down. She was good to me. Okay, so it seems to be what is being said. That's pretty clear. Come up to the next part. I'm going to take it all the way 30 to 34, so this will be a big one here. Tighten that up a little. There's just this one main phrase, and it's pretty continuous. Here we go. Says a name, and it's not anybody here. It's saying Christy, as in Christy, like the female version. Christy is mean to us, and that's exactly what it says. Christy is mean to us. I had to really listen a couple of times, but it's and some of you are right. I believe there is more than one voice, and again, if you want a copy of this MP3, I will be glad to send it to anybody along with the transcript. So I'm going to flip the page here and continue on. Let's go to the next section. And I asked the question, let me pull that up and just read, let's find out what we said here. How is Solana doing now with all the challenges in her life and everything going on? Okay, so let's go ahead and take that, and we'll wash that up. I just... need to do a little bit of work on this, and then we'll be in good shape. You can press that once. Looks nice. I hope this one's a little bit easier than the last one. Those were some pretty clear ones. Tonight we're doing pretty good, guys, for an unplanned show like this. And to have Debbie come through so clearly, it's always good to hear from her. She's the folks at Big Circle, and that's who they are. These are some... spirits who come through, they kind of know when I'm going to do things now. I think I'm on the radar with them. And they're real nice spirits, and they always come through and are just very very complimentary. A good crew up there. And whatever they're, you know, it's a high purpose they're serving when they work with us who do this stuff here on this side. And I'm learning a lot every show when we do this. I learn a little bit more, hopefully get a little bit better at it. I don't know who Christy is either at Solana, but it's definitely, sometimes I think we get jump overs. I think we get, John Edwards says it best, where you'll have a kind of a Me Too phenomenon going on. And I think that may be what this is that we have spirits of that are other people in the chat room may be aware of, or you know, that may be part of their lives. So if anybody in the chat room, that's actually a good test, is there anybody out there who does know the name Christy and can you know, apply that? Is there something that is going on with a Christy? And that would be, I think, something to be thinking about. Okay, here, we're almost done. I think I've got it on this last noise removal. Yep, I'll just run a little bit of amplification. I think we're in good light. All right, we're in like Flynn, and there is modulation here. So let's take it 42 to 44. So let me write that down. All right, guys, here we go. Okay, that's not a nice EVP. it was pretty explicit. I don't know what spirit we got going on here, but that wasn't nice. I'm just going to skip past that one. 44 to 47, I'll tell you later if you want to know an email, but that's not going to get played on here. See, 44 through 47, whoever this is, it's got some pretty nasty things to say. Okay, that is seems to be a different name. So let me try 44 through 46. It's either Greg or Craig. Look behind you. Now, the first one had to do with saying what it wanted to do to somebody, and it was not nice. And I get these out on cases. It's one of the things you learn when you do EVP. There's a lot of human emotion and a lot of when earthbounds come through. Sometimes I'll get earthbounds that pop through here, and they'll just say the damnedest things. And I'm trying to do you know, ITC with spirits who are fully crossed over and in spirit. And you'll get an earthbound that comes in and just says some really nasty thing. And so that was one of those. But let's see if we get anything that's related to Solana here. 46 through 48. Says Rice is playing, and I don't think it's Jerry Rice from the San Francisco 49ers. No, I don't think so. 46 through 48, Rice is playing. So I don't know what to make. It sounds like, yeah, like an EVP chat room. That would actually be, Dominica, that would actually be the most appropriate thing, I think there. So the first one was definitely related to Solana, but the second one seems to be just all over the place. 48 through 51. Yeah. This says Beyond the Big White House. Now, being that my ranch house is white, I'm beginning to wonder what the heck is all this about here. Beyond the Big White House. And it's ours is the only one that's the Big White House in this immediate area. So I'm wondering if I've got a local spirit popping in and giving us a little bit of a hard time, guys. So 51 through 53. Actually, 51 and a half through 53, so I'll take it to, actually, 54. That makes sense. He's going to rest for you. This is weird. Went from being a nice set of easy EVPs to this. This is strange. 54 through 57. Yeah, you know, Dominica, I think that may be true. I'm not sure. This one says, I'm going to arrest the crying. I mean, this is strange. I've never seen a set like this before. I can't explain it. 57 through 1 minute. Here we go. I'm here fighting behind you. I'm going to look behind me and just see. Do I see anything? Other than a cluttered dish sink, that's about it. Let me think here. Let me read this back. Gray, look behind you. Rice is playing. Beyond the Big White House, he's going to rest for you. I'm going to arrest the crying. I'm here fighting behind you. I'm wondering if this is some sort of like an American spirit thing. I don't know. I brought up the earlier in the show about having faith, and I'm wondering if some spirit of the United States. I don't know. I mean, this is just strange. It's very strange. I don't think it's a negative thing. Although the first one was definitely out there. It had to do with a sexual thing, and I'm not going to repeat it on air, but. The rest of this seems to be some sort of reference to the United States itself and some of the things going on. So who knows what this is. I'll definitely keep a track on it. I don't know. Debbie might want to date me, but I don't think I'm dating ghosts anytime soon. Besides that, I just got them throwing a whole bunch out of my house. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if any of you have had a case where you've had regular spiritual presences in the house and if it's affected you in a negative way. But, I've had cases on the show here where I've talked about the cold blasts and things like that. And I really went through some stuff with this. And you really have to set your limits with these guys. The paranormal is wonderful, and it's just an amazing thing, and I love exploring it. But when you're in your own space and you really want to make sure they stick to certain boundaries, you got to be firm about it, and that's definitely a big thing. And I'm going to save this session off. And session two, I'm just going to call it session two crazy because it was definitely weird. I don't know what to make of that. But I will definitely send this on to you, Solana, and with a little bit of a write-up on it. Is there any – let me see if anybody's called in. Nobody's called in. And we're losing folks to the East Coast phenomenon called sleep. So for those of you staying with me, it's good to see you. Let's go ahead and read off. We got Denise in Florida, and God, you are a trooper, Denise. Disgruntled Dan's with us. Dominica, of course, is always with us here. Fly Girl MD 80. I guess that's an airplane. Kira is here with us from Texas, I believe. Moonchild, well, good to see you, my friend. Philly Fever. Ruby Red Sparkles. Just click those little ruby things together and say, I want to go home. Solana is here, of course. Veronica V is a regular visitor. Who needs sleep? That's just silly, guys. Oh, that's just silly. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and fire up a new session, and let's just see if we get something a little more. I am going to ask the local spirits if there is a local ghost coming in and trying to make their presence known. Not to cuss on the air, okay, guys? That's not cool. So I'm going to try talking to Debbie again about some of the things going on and see if we can get a couple of predictions out of her. So why don't we try that? So we're going to go ahead and do our standard deal. Let's fire up the this time I remember. And I'm going to give a little more juice to this. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Debbie Caruso and Braden, do you have any predictions or messages about the immediate future for the United States and all of us here in this country? If so, can you tell us? How is the world economy going to fare in the near future, and what should we be doing? Okay, let me go ahead and turn that down, turn off the radio. So it's good to save batteries. And let's see, Philly just gave me a little email there to send this on. Kira, while I was in the hospital in July, it was so hot here, felt like a small statured person crawled in behind him. It was freezing. And is that like a ghost that you ran into? Is that what that was, Kira? That's surprising. I mean, and we run into a lot of ghosts in hospitals, so especially, you know, it sounds kind of sad, but, you know, whenever my dad has a problem and we go to the hospital with him, I always have my recorder in my pocket. And since I'm waiting around doing nothing else, I'll go around and do EVP at the hospital. My dad's sitting there getting his usual treatments and stuff. And so I'll go out and I'll do EVP because it gets my mind off it all. But it also, you know, you come back and you go, wow, got some cool stuff. There's up at Marshall Hospital up in Placerville, not far from me, is where we take that. And we get some interesting EVPs not too far from where the old morgue is. And I've talked to some of the nurses around there, and they've told me stories about they don't like to go down in the morgue. And they tell me why, and it's like they've run into some stuff, and a lot of the staff know the stories. So if you get a chance to hunt an old hospital, you know, you can't go into an active one and hunt too much unless you're real surreptitious about it. But definitely a lot of activity. The stuff that you see on the shows is real. Kira wants to know where I live. I live in Shingle Springs, California. That's where we speak Shinglish. And Denise wants a prediction, too. So we'll, if I can fit that in, we will do that. Let me do a noise removal here. And we're back to the left channel, right channel thing. We've got a right channel that's double the size of the left. And so they're back doing this to us. And I have a feeling our friends from Big Circle are making an appearance here. So, and I just heard something that sounded like a yo or yes. So I don't know if that was me being clairaudient or what, but I definitely heard it. I'm going to amplify this and just see what we get. Yeah, I think I'll just noise remove one more time, and I think that'll cut it. Some real interesting spikes in here too. We were getting, I think, a little bit of bursts from radio too. And I think that might just do it, guys. Yep, I think we're there. Let me go ahead and bump that up to... Yep. All right channel activity. Left is just real bleh. So let's see, 15 to 18 seconds, and hopefully we'll have Debbie talking to us. Here we go. I don't know what to make of that. Please leave your house right now. And it, I don't know if that's what kind of answer that is, but interesting. Please leave your house right now. Going to leave you, going to the light. I hope I don't have something going on. I'm going to have to go check up at our house after the show. Just want to make sure Dad and everybody's okay here. 21 through 25. Going to apple trees, going to your memory. Now, I have an apple orchard right outside, so this is a direct reference to me. And what I think is happening is, since I've asked this question, I don't think they're going to tell me directly on air. I think what this means is I'm going to be visited to talk about this. So what I think this may be is some sort of a dream, a thing to let me know I'm going to be dreaming about this. And then I'll get some sort of impressions, and that's what I do think this means. Let me see here. Hotspot up there for UFO sightings. There's been a bunch of UFO sightings in our immediate area, and I will make a comment. We have had for several days now, about a week, some extremely strange activity going on. Let me see how many minutes we got left. 26 minutes. We've had jet fighters, a whole bunch of helicopter activity, strange stuff going on, and there's been UFO sightings of triangular craft going on. I've been kind of keeping an eye out. We've had a lot of clouds lately, so I haven't been able to look as much as I'd like, but it seems the UFO activity is coming to us. So, you're right about that. Sacramento, if you go check out on the news, just look for Sacramento and UFO in the news, and you'll see it. 25 through 28, here we go. Okay, I'm going to take that down to 20, just before that little snap noise. Okay, going to help with me. That's what I'm definitely hearing. So 27 through almost 30 to the end of that first sequence. Here we go. don't you come after me. Please leave your house right now. Going to leave you, going to the light, going to Apple Tree, going to your memories, going to help with me. Don't you come after me. Now, I wonder what the hell that means. So I'm definitely going to check on my family when I get this done tonight. This is a little strange. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of this. It has nothing to do with the question involved. So I just want to make sure everybody's okay at the house. So I'll go up and unlock and then check everybody. So let me see. That was strange. Very strange. Let's go into the noise removal. Let's see what sounds like a song. Yeah, it does. Doesn't it? It does sound like a song, doesn't it? And here, same thing here. We've got the right channel. And that, it does sound like, when I see these right channel ones, I know it's a big circle because this is what they do. It's just sort of their trademark deal. And I know, I just never understood why they do it with the right channel, why they only go the right on the right. And so it's just, it gets kind of maddening. But that's what they do. So I have to make it work. Okay, here we go. It starts to. So this is what to do. This was the question about what to do about the future, what we should be doing. And it's funny, we were just having a family discussion about all this with all these strange things going on and what we want to do about it all and how we're going to react to everything that's coming on. And I'm sure that same question is going on in a lot of households. The talk about depression, worldwide depression, things like that, that all is coming up. A lot of people are worried about where this all goes. And so the thing to do in times like these, I think, is to just be very adaptable, very calm and deliberate, and don't let people run you, especially to prey on your fears. That's when you lose your personal freedoms, is when you let them control your thoughts. And we in the paranormal business are a pretty independent lot anyway. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Yeah, that looks good. And definitely, again, some pretty good modulation here. 35 to 38 seconds. We need to read you right here. It's very clear. 38 to 41 seconds. It's just complicated enough. I have to break it down real in pieces here. Here we go. Okay, that's saying sit with us. And now the last 41 seconds. It says, sit with us, contemplate. So it's telling us to stop and think, just like what I was saying. Isn't that funny that I would be kind of keying in on it before I actually get the get that to come through? 41 to 43. Okay, Braden is sent. Says Braden's here with her. Braden is here with me. So, Braden, yeah, definitely a big circle. I like how they work. 43 to 45. Says, I'm with your family. This is definitely all about me tonight. I don't know what it is. I'm not the one that they read so much, but this seems to be about me tonight. 45 through 47. You're going to help us, so direct reference to me. So, yep, guys, you got that right. I am definitely on a mission. I'm on a mission from God, man, to do Blog Talk Radio and EVP. 47 through 49, here we go. Okay, you know what? It says I'm missing the family. Now, you know, this was in relation about what we should be doing, and the words family keep coming up. And this seems to be a theme going on with a lot of this, is that with the strange times that things are going through, family, God, you know, going back to basics, all the things that matter, you know, people depending on one another, people pulling together. This is how it was when I talked to a lot of the old folks who are going through these times, they talk about this a lot. Everybody pulled together. So this seems to be the theme here, and I'm going to keep going here, but this seems to be about some of my stuff, but it could just as well be all you guys. So 49 through 53. Okay, it says, we'll stay here for country, meaning they're going to be with us. We are going to be here with you through this whole thing. So, oops, here we go. 52 through 53. Okay, that's just too much. I have to take it down and break it up because they talk so fast. 52 to 53 and a half. Here we go. Okay, I'm resting. Let me take that forward a little bit. Okay, it says Braden's next to me. So Braden keeps coming through here. This is pretty neat stuff, guys. So definitely a big circle, and they are letting us know they're watching out, and they're going to be with us through this whole thing. Yeah, Blue. Yeah, Renee. Oh, good to see you, Renee. Yeah, hey. 55 to 57. Renee's on my team, by the way. She's a hell of a good psychic and amazing remote reader. Go check her website out. She's on Blue Edge Radio out here on Blog Talk. And one heck of a good radio host, too. So 55 to 57 seconds. Here we go. I'm here right behind you. So they've been kind of saying that they're still appearing here. And I think that the Earthbounds don't like the salt and all the little gifts I've left to get their butts out of here. But these folks who've crossed over, they don't get bothered by that from the appearances. So that's good. And so one of them is here with me now. So that's always good to know. It's kind of spooky, though, when they tell you that. And you look around, you go, I'm in the studio with this spirit. And they're right behind me. And I'm always facing away from where they always say that. They always appear behind you. Why can't you be in front of me, guys? I'm going to ask them that. Why won't you just appear in front of me? All right, 57 through 59. Here we go. Okay, it's part of a sentence. I'm here to cross the, and then I just watched a giant spider go walking up the wall next to me. Just after I said that about the ghost, the spider goes walking right by me. 59 through 101, and yes, I just vacuumed the place, but they're coming in from the outside where it's really cold. 59 through 101, here we go. Sounds to me like I'm here to cross them to the light, or cross to the light. So they're helping people cross over. So we need, here, I'm going to read this. We need you right where you're at, right where, we need you right here. Sit with us, contemplate. Braden's here with me. I'm with your family. You're going to help us. I'm missing the family, so I think they're missing their own family. We'll stay here for country. So the meaning that spirit on the other side is aware of what we're going through, and that we are we're being helped despite what we appear to be the negative forces arrayed against us. I'm resting in period. Braden's next to me. I'm here right behind you. I'm here to cross over to the light or something to that effect. So. Positive message overall, not quite the response direct, but they never really do that anyway. Only a few times I've seen them really, really get specific like that, although, you know, like Dominica, when we asked about Dominica, they had a message for her, so she has to get that. So we are going to get help, you know, and that's a good thing. We got 11 minutes remaining. One of you guys had a question. I'm trying to remember who it was. And by the way, I'm going to grab an email here before I lose it because I'm famous for closing the windows. So, Philly, yes, Philly, I'm grabbing your email right now, my friend. So I'm going to grab that and pop that into, yep, so you are now safe there. They appear behind you so they can make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I think that's just because they're sick. I think that they've got this, like, sick, twisted humor. I like that, you know. It's kind of like I was watching Ghost Whisperer, and when Jim crossed over and he went over to talk to the he couldn't talk to his wife, so he goes over to the guy that can only hear the spirits, and he turns on the radio and does all this stuff and freaks him out. He's kind of laughing. Here he is as a ghost. He's going, I kind of like this ghost thing. It's cool. Some of the stuff I can do. I think that's how they are. It's kind of, ah, I can screw with people, the living, it's great, you know, nobody can see me. No, I don't have a hairy neck. I'll tell you one thing that's very strange, though. When you get older, this is really serious. It's sort of messed up. When you get older, hair starts appearing in the damnedest places. And it's like on my back, I took my shirt off the other day, and my mother looks and goes, oh, you got hair sprouting out down on the middle of your back. And I go, what? And I'm going, what am I turning into, a friggin' ape? And she's starting to laugh. And no, and she goes, just, you see these individuals, like, freaky hair is showing up. Ooh. You know, now I'm going to be going, maybe some of that Nair stuff for men, I don't know. Yeah. Mm. So anyway, maybe I'll just have somebody shave my back. Isn't that terrible? Oh, God, that's just not right. And I don't know if women get this, you know, with the hair sprouting in strange places, but men, it's not good. Kind of harkens back to our days when we were apes or something. It's just spooky. You know, and you get these wickedly weird, even in your eyebrows, you get these wicked, like, sprungy hairs that come out, and they're like mutant hair, and you have to pull them out every so often. Oh, my goodness, you know, what I'd get to be 22 again. Anyway, we got 8 minutes remaining. I got time for one more if you guys can come up with a quick question, and we can just see what we get for a really quick reading. So, you know, let me know what you got, and let me export this one. This is session three country. I'm going to save that one. Okay, got it. And so is there, yeah, I'm happily enjoying my non-mutant hair. Well, let me tell you what you're in for. It ain't good. Yeah, guys get hair in their ears. Yeah, that happened to me. Let me tell you about the hair in the ear thing. Yeah, that's just like crazy. I mean, and it's gray. Go figure. You know, I mean, I'm 50 years old. I mean, this thing just ain't right. I mean, does it have some function? Do I get more wise because I've got white hair, you know, growing out my ears? I mean, that's freaking spooky. I don't know. Maybe there is a point to death. You know, you get there and you get young again. Ooh. I must have seen hair in ears. All right. So Denise in Florida, I think, had the question. So if we can squeak this in quick. Denise, if you can go ahead and let me know what the question is you want. Ah, and Renee's got a question about what dimension. Yeah, Kira, I agree with you about the eyebrows thing. So let's go with what Renee has. I don't know if Denise still has that question, so I'll look for it while I'm recording, but I'm just going to go here and go ahead with it. So here we go, a little bit of FN signal. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is for Big Circle. What dimension or universe are you broadcasting from? Can you tell us a little bit about where you're at? All right, so that I let that go as long as I could. Took it to about 20 seconds with the audio. So I'm going to make that. Yeah, the eyebrow thing is strange, guys. I mean, I tell you, I don't understand it. Man, there's like on my left eyebrow, there's this one hair. I'm telling you, it is friggin' weird. I mean, this sucker just like about every 3 months I get this like, you know, giant horn hair that comes out. And it decides to grow in squiggly directions, and I don't notice it until one day I'll just happen to brush by it while I'm combing my hair, and I go, oh, damn that thing. I try pulling it out. I'm about ready to get something electrolyze it, man. I don't know. I have to say, that's not cool. Oh, you're going to be, okay, Denise, I'll tell you what. I'll do a private reading for you. If you send me your email, I'll do a private one, see, because we're going to run out of time. But what we'll do here, so you go ahead, and I'll put that question in. And let me compress it one more time. And we're going to do a speed reading on this one because, boy, this is going to be my quickest draw on the list I've done in a while for a 20-second full-on. Effect means removal one more time. Now we're getting somewhere. And same thing we've had last time. We had a whole bunch of, I've got to do one more noise removal. It's getting there. Same thing, Big Circle Standard, their standard right channel deal. So I know it's them. I think that's like a signature for them. I think they like doing that. So let me know who's who. And we'll amplify one more time. Okay, we're getting someplace. This looks pretty good. I can make this work. All right, so this was to do with the dimension they're in. 9 to 13 seconds. Okay, it's saying maybe if you're nice to me. Got 4 minutes remaining. I'm going to just try to really fast speed through this. 13 to 18 seconds. It's talking about some. I'm just going to go through it and not really put a lot of time on it, but it's saying somebody's right next to them. Okay, Renee, it says that they're in heaven, and I think it's talking about Braden in heaven. This is really a fast read, 19 through 23. It says, I'm here in spirit, I'm not here in body. Isn't that pretty good, Renee? I'll give you a call after the show, talk a little bit about that. Let's see, 23:27. I think you're going to like it right here in heaven. Something to that effect. And the last part is going to be 27 to 30. Something about standing here next to your family. So I'll post that. For those of you interested in getting a copy of that, shoot me your emails, and I'll this particularly on this last reading here. Just say last reading and email on with the show date here, and I'll get that going. We're almost out of time. I wish I could do more. We're 1 minute away. So with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. I'll be in the chat room for a little while with you guys, so definitely hang on because I'll be chatting back and forth and get everybody's emails and stuff. Wonderful show. Good to have all of you here, and I wish I could read off real quick everything, but I'll give it a try. Andromeda Lover. Blue Edge Radio, Denise in Florida, Disgruntled Dan, Dominica Amore, and Emerald Rose 7, Flying Empty Girl 80, Gerber Daisy TM, Guest 31, Kira is with us, Moonchild, Philly Fever, Ruby Red Sparkle, Solana, and Team Pear. We got them all in, and 10 seconds to go. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're off. Good night, everybody.